Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining me now is Congressmember Ralph Norman from here in the upstate. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Tara. Glad to be with you.
Yes, absolutely. Let's dive right in. Okay, you were one of the 38 that voted no yesterday on this, thank God, by the way, greatly reduced bill that they floated before you. Tell us real quickly, why did you do that? Donald Trump having some angst, some anger at the 38, you were one of them, who voted no. Tell us what is going on there.
Well, here is a backstory, Tara. We were presented day before yesterday with a 1,547-page document that we were asked to read in less than 15 hours. A speed reader couldn't get through that. It went on suspension, meaning it did not go through the Rules Committee, which I'm on. And the Rules Committee, for your listeners, is just a chance to look at every item and to break it down and vote up or down, put amendments on it. And it went through on a suspension. You have to get 3/4 vote. And in the Rules Committee, if it passes out, you have to get a 50% plus one. The second bill was, I think, 166 pages. But had some carve outs, but here's where we are. In this bill with, you know, the 1,547 pages, it had funding for a molasses factory. It had funding for the Francis Scott Key Bridge with unlimited amount. It had $100 billion disaster relief and no offsets on any of this. The only
real quick, what's an offset?
Offset means you take money away from expenditure and right. apply it to it, so you don't
so
have
you
to
cut something
continue.
Else.
You cut it.
Okay.
And so you know you, that's not hard to do with the DEI, with the not the mentioned regulations. That's easy. But what I've learned in D.C., everything is every dollar spent is got an advocate for it. And it was an easy no with me. Now, Donald Trump put out that, you know, put my cell phone and everybody had probably 150 calls, which I'm fine with, saying you're not sticking with Trump. Look, I voted for Trump. I went with Nikki early on, but that's competition. I voted for Trump. I'm going to support him to the hilt. But now when it comes to spending, I'm just not going to bankrupt this country. And now's the time to have the fight. And get this, Tara. I've been in Congress since 2017. They always use the same playbook of running it right up to Christmas, running it right up to the government shutdown. And then the Democrats and Republicans bargain because the subliminal message is you have a shutdown, the Americans are going to be mad, you're going to lose your job. And we're way past that in this country. And as I've responded, I'm using this as an advantage because I'm telling people what was in this horrendous deal. And you don't ever go into a negotiation. If I'm trying to buy your car, I don't say that, Tara, I've got to have it, but I need you to give me a good deal. You're not going to give me, you're going to get as much as you can as I would do. But, and Mike and I have a disagreement on that. And we got a meeting now that I walked out of, you got the vice president and everybody in there try to hammer out something. But, you know, this flies in the face of the Doge Commission, which the only way it's going to be successful is, and I told Vivek Ramaswamy this week, you got to get the line items that you're saying is a redundancy or excessive spending in every voter's household. Let we the people make us cut. And if you're not going to do that, then own up to it and face the public. I'm optimistic that with 76 million people voting for Donald Trump, they will do that. But it's going to take we the people getting involved.
So the way I understand it, all the 38 wanted was, okay, we'll give you your debt limit, you know, your debt ceiling increase, but we're not going to print and borrow more here. We're just going to cut some existing stuff, and you got our votes. Do I have that correct?
Well, what happened at the last minute was Donald Trump had to have the debt ceiling extended. The debt ceiling is not an expense. It's just a line item that to pay obligations that the government has, and he wanted to extend it for 2 years, and he wanted $5 trillion. I'm just not doing that unless we have cuts that are tied to the debt. And that was thrown in at the last. They took a hard line, you either vote for it or we'll come after you in primary and all that. But this was an easy no vote for me. I mean, we're in a crisis with the financial situation in this country. And as I told one caller late last night, I said, I will come home rather than change a vote like this, which is everybody should vote against this. But, you know, it's Washington is a strange animal.
We're talking to Congress member Ralph Norman. Can you explain something to me? Because this, I truly don't understand this. Trump is obsessed with getting this debt limit raised. That doesn't make sense to me, because aren't we going to use DOGE to cut a lot? And isn't Trump himself saying, hey, we'll cut hundreds of billions later during the reconciliation process, right? Then why does he need the debt ceiling limit raised?
You said it.
I don't understand.
Well,
genuinely.
I don't either. We've got more than enough revenue coming in from the federal government. This one CR had spending of over $5 billion with, again, no side-by-side cuts, which is just easy with this administration. The Green New Deal, carbon tax things that they put on banks, the 7,500 credits, car credits for electric vehicles, which is crazy. But and I get why he wants to do this. And we're going to give him all the money he needs, particularly for the border, because we got a crisis with crime and with all those coming across and the expense. It's going to take $1 billion just to get the people out of this country. But he's doing a great job with putting people in place that can, they know what they're doing. And it's going to be a fun, it's going to be a fun 4 years. But, you know, should we shut the government down if we can't get the perks cut out and the fat? Absolutely. And sit up here over Christmas and work something out rather than just write a check with money we don't have. I'm tired of it. And I've heard it over and over. We'll do it next month. We'll do it, next year. The Biden administration, for your listeners, is emptying the bank account. They are spending. I'm not giving them a dime. Because they're selling parts of the wall. I've been to the wall. The panels cost $10,000. They're selling them for $5.
Yeah.
It's insanity.
Tell me really quickly, because and I only have a few minutes left, and I really want to get this. Unless you can you stay for another segment, perhaps?
I've got to get back in this meeting.
Because I really want to know. I just saw on Fox News there's going to be another vote, they think, at 10 a.m. Is that still true? Do they have something new? Can you vote for it? Is it good news?
That's what we're hammering out now with Vance, and we'll see how it turns out. I'm fine, Tara. I mean, to be put under this, put our head under the gun because of the shutdown, they've done this before. And you either a good deal is better than no deal. I mean, no deal is better than a bad deal.
Yeah.
And we're just not doing that.
Well, Mike Johnson doing this, I got to tell you, sir, absolutely infuriates me. That's where I put the blame. He had no dadgum business waiting till the last minute. He could have hashed this out with you guys 3 months ago. There wouldn't have been a problem. He could have hashed this out with you a month ago when we knew Trump had won. He didn't. And look, I'll just say it because I know that you can't. He did it because he wanted to give the Democrats everything they wanted. And he wanted to put the Republicans' backs against the wall. And he wanted to put your back against the wall. You did the hard thing. You did the right thing, knowing you could be primaried. And I just want to personally thank you for that, because that takes backbone. It's hard. Not many people did it. Only 38. And I want to salute you this morning for it.
Well, I appreciate it. We got to get this country on a financial footing, and I think we will. Trump saved the nation, and I give him all the credit.
I agree.
But if we are going to continue doing it the same old way, I'm out.
Representative Ralph Norman, got one more question for you. It's another hard one. So far that I know of, we don't have another candidate for speaker besides Mike Johnson. You're going to vote for Mike Johnson again? And if there's an alternative, will you vote for Mike Johnson? Where do you stand on that? Because I know that vote's...
We're going to have to have some firm commitments that they won't do the same thing. We should, like you said, we were out the month of October. We should have taken this up then. It's insanity to do this. So if they'll commit to that, if they won't, we'll sit up here and take as long as, you know, the world's not going to end with what we're doing. So I look forward to the battle.
Real quick, Ralph Norman, one more thing. Mike Johnson has been untruthful before. He has gone back on his promises. He told you guys you could have appropriations bills. You wouldn't get to go in there and cut out this awful fat. And then he reneged on it and used Democrat votes to override Republicans in the House. Can you believe anything he promises you?
You know, so Reagan's quote, trust but verify.
Yeah.
Now you got to verify it.
Yeah.
You can trust, but you got to verify. He's a lot better than McCarthy.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, it's we're at the point now. Luckily, we've got 38 that are willing to fight.
I know. And your numbers are growing, and that really encourages me. Anything else we need to know about this morning, right now or this morning, Representative Ralph Norman, I haven't asked you about, you want to get in?
Just stay tuned, and what comes out, we'll see what happens.
All right. Thank you for standing strong. It's hard to do.
Thank you, Tara.
Amen. All right. Representative Ralph Norman, thank you for joining us on 98.9 WORD.